We meditated on this episode in the life of Christ a few days ago on the dedication of the St. John Lateran Basilica, but it was the version of the Gospel of John back then. While John places this event at the beginning of the public life of Jesus, St. Luke puts it very close to the Passion, because there is a connection with Christ's Passion, since it's one of those actions that prompt the Jewish authorities to want to kill the Lord. Now, you may remember that the meaning of this prophetic action was that Jesus came to purify Israel's worship. Ultimately, his worship was to be the exemplar of all worship. His death on the cross and his resurrection would become the acceptable sacrifice to the Father. But still, Jesus considered that any blemish or any corruption in the Old Testament worship was a stain in our conduct with God. And so even though the temple and its animal sacrifices were only a figure, they were a passing figure, they still demanded respect. And not treating that Old Testament worship with due reverence implied for people to lessen the dignity of God in their minds. But I wanted to add a new spin on this meditation. We kind of covered that topic last time. So maybe we can center our meditation today on why the Jewish leaders were so angry at the Lord for this. Because after all, Jesus was doing something they would approve of. I mean, he was helping them. He was making the temple a better place. He was defending worship from the encroachment of interests that were foreign to it. So why the frustration? What was the anger about? It seems to me that they were jealous, basically, or they felt hurt in their pride that someone they saw as this provincial prophet coming from Galilee would show up in the big city and show them how it was to be done. And Jesus did in a few moments maybe what the authorities of the temple had not been able to accomplish for as long as they could remember. But Jesus was here coming to sort of take their place, and with rightful authority. He is the Son of God. But also with good reason, since the appointed authorities were not doing much about it. Now, bringing it home to us, isn't it true that at times this temptation gets the best of us? You know, we get frustrated or insist stubbornly on something simply because it was my idea, or they took my place, or this is my position, it's for me to do this. Even if the other person was actually helping me accomplish something that I had not been very eager to do myself, or I hadn't been very proactive about. So if it applies, bring to mind similar situations that may resonate with this episode in the life of the Lord, and ask the Lord to give you that grace of humility, of resisting that temptation that we all have at times to react in pride and in a territorial manner.